were hungry and your thing was business, when you got the $500,000, you'd be like, that's just a fucking milestone. The reason why you stayed around for 2 years doing that is because your subconscious was happy doing nothing. So you were happy in comfort.
This is a conversation I had with David Goggins. I went to one of his conferences, and during the end of the conference, he did Q&A, and I was one of the lucky few that got to ask a question. That's a whole nother story. Man, I was like standing up for literally 45 minutes trying to get his attention, and he would not pick me from the audience. It took the employees and the people, the security guards, to push the mic towards me, but in the end, for the very last question, the mic came to me, and I was able to have a short 5 minute conversation with Mr. David Goggins. Here was my interview, my chat, my Q&A with Mr. David Goggins.
Thank you.
No problem. Right here, clapping your hand. Last question.
My name's Andy. I really appreciate your chat today. Learned so much.
Appreciate you.
I want to get advice on a fear that I've been going through.
Okay.
2 years ago, I sort of came back from the States. Lost everything, sort of. I had nothing, no friends, and I was really, really motivated to sort of get work done. So I started waking up early every day, doing routines every day, and after 30 days, I was in a really good space, and that year was one of the strongest years ever. After I started doing well, I got really comfortable, and I realized that over the last 2 years, I haven't done anything more than 30 days straight. I started waking up every day, and I'm like 20 days in, I'm like, wow, like, this is tough. Like, I'm waking up at the same time. It's 20 days in, and I'm like, I want to give up. It feels like it should be 40 days in already. And I realize, like, wow, I haven't done anything over the last 2 years for more than 30 days straight. And now I'm really happy finally. Like, over the last 2 years, there's so many ups, so many downs. It was so inconsistent.
Right.
And now I'm in a happy spot. I'm scared that once things start happening again, once things start going well again, I'm going to sort of lose this momentum, lose this sort of hustle, this grind. And then I want to sort of stay happy. Like, I'm finally in a good spot.
You want to stay happy?
Yeah.
That's all, bro. We all want to stay happy. That's what you forget, man. You're being tested in life. That's not what the fuck life is. That's why people always fucking like, you don't turn me on Instagram if you're happy. You turn me on when you don't want to go to the gym, when you don't want to go to work, when you're a shitty life. That's why you need people like me out there that exist. I don't talk about the happy times because those are easy. Anybody can talk about that shit. What you need to do is, you remember this conversation? I wish I tape recorded this conversation. Did you hear the first part of the patheticness of the conversation? For 2 years, I just didn't do shit. I just sat around. Bam. You gotta think about that. Why did you sit around? The fuck were you doing?
I think I got comfortable. Things started doing well. I thought, like, man, like, if I have a limited amount of time in my life, like, why should I not?
So why? How is your life so comfortable? What made you, like, are you a millionaire?
I think I got to a point where our company was making $500,000 a year.
Okay.
Things were automated. I got sales members. Like, I didn't have to work.
So you don't want to be a big time baller. You don't want to have all the money. That's your problem. You're capped. Because if you were hungry and your thing was business, when you got the $500,000, you'd be like, that's just a fucking milestone. Another milestone, another milestone. You had enough money to where you could sit back, and that's exactly what you wanted. So the question to you is, you got to ask yourself, back here, the reason why you stayed around for 2 years doing that is because your subconscious was happy doing nothing. You were right where you wanted to be. You had enough money to pay for dinners, girlfriend, whatever the hell you got going on in your life. You had all that shit. You were doing fine. So you were happy in comfort. So that's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's where you were, so you're asking me a question that you have the answer to. You were happy being comfortable. That's fine. When you wanted to grind, you got back to work. Am I right or wrong?
You're right, and I think those 2 years, there were so many ups and downs despite everything was like good. I just started bleeding out and got to a point where it got uncomfortable, and now I'm like back at it.
You see, you answered your own question. The second you didn't have what you had before, you went back to work to get you back to that happy level. So why don't you just find a level of grind that maintains your permanent happiness? You know what I'm saying? Versus doing this. All right? So don't stop the grind is the moral of the story. All right?
Thank you.
Sorry about that. We're done. We got to do VIP stuff. Appreciate you all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So that Q&A freaking went amazing. I had so much fun talking to David Goggins. That was such an amazing opportunity. It was the exact wake-up call I needed at the beginning of this year to really get me on track to a point where I'm now clocking 8-9 hour days straight, no breaks in between. I don't do lunch. He's really just pushed me to just work hard and just wake up and realize that, like, wow, I got comfortable. I sort of took my foot off the pedal. It got to a point where I was uncomfortable, and now I'm grinding again. Let's make sure not to avoid the same mistake, and let's keep pushing this time. Let's find a balance where I don't stop. How I gathered all the footage was that I had one footage from my friend Fonzie, who was next to me. My phone, I gave it to this lady behind me who offered to film. My other friend, Edward, was filming the whole event on his sort of GoPro. And then another person was filming from a different angle. Those two were complete strangers, and then they ended up coming to me, talking to me, offering to give me their footage. So that was amazing. So that's how I got all the different angles from all the different people. But there's like a whole post event, before event, how I got him to choose me. I have so much footage from that whole experience, but that's a story for another time. I might upload that on my main channel. So if you are interested, the link to my main channel is in the description below. Follow that, because I might be sharing the whole sort of journey on how I got chosen. Now I got that sort of one-on-one opportunity with David Goggins. But hope you guys appreciate this episode. Hope you guys got value. I know this is sort of a bit of a different episode from the usual podcast, but I really want to share this amazing Q&A, and I learned a lot. He gave a great answer, and you guys also get a gist into sort of what I do and sort of where I'm at in my life. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. See you guys next week. Peace.